From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-government forces in Syria, backed by Russian air power, continued a slow advance on the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. Intense street battles are reported Tuesday, although one report quotes a rebel fighter saying the assault has been repelled. Monday, the U.S. announced it was abandoning talks with Moscow over efforts to salvage a ceasefire. Speaking in Brussels Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he regretted the decision by both Syria and Russia to pursue a military solution.
We acknowledge in sorrow, and I have to tell you with a great sense of outrage, that Russia has turned a blind eye to Assad's deplorable use of these weapons of war.
Meanwhile, the Russian military said it was deploying S-300 air defense missiles to protect Russian forces in the Syrian port of Tartus and Russian ships off the coast in the Mediterranean. It brought this response Tuesday from Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook.
Last I checked, the Russians said that their primary goal was to fight extremism, ISIL and Nusra in Syria, and neither one has an air force. So I would question just what the purpose of the system is.
Russia has deployed similar systems around an air base in the coastal province of Latakia. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, said Tuesday his government has delayed elections to make sure the country is better prepared for them. Mr. Kabila said, "We want to be prepared when we hold upcoming elections." The DRC's Election Commission Saturday said it expected the ballot supposed to take place in November would be pushed back to December 2018. Mr. Kabila's supporters insist logistical and budgetary constraints are the reasons. Critics say the DRC leader wants to extend his rule beyond two terms. This is VOA News. A fierce late-season hurricane battered the Caribbean nation of Haiti Tuesday with 230-kilometer-per-hour winds, heavy rains, and surging seas. Matthew, a Category 4 storm, tore through the island of Hispaniola, which includes Dominican Republic. Drew Clark of the World Vision Humanitarian Agency said hundreds of its staff in Haiti are just emerging to survey the damage.
They've been reporting to us that as they emerge from their shelter, what they're seeing is a lot of buildings with corrugated tin roofs that have been thrown off in high winds. They're seeing some collapsing of poles and trees and so on. But we're going to find out more and more over the next 24 hours.
More than 100 centimeters of rain was expected in some areas, increasing the risk of deadly floods and mudslides. Residents of the Bahamas, meanwhile, are bracing for Matthew's wrath Wednesday as it moves in a northwesterly direction.
I'm scared that it may have a lot of rain and flooding, but basically, The longer it stays, right, the slow speed is always a problem with us.
Andy Gill, a resident of the Bahamian capital Nassau, eastern Cuba, also expected to feel the impact of Matthew. Hurricane watches are posted along the southeastern U.S. coast, expecting a visit from the storm by week's end. States of emergency issued by the governors of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. The two U.S. vice presidential candidates, Republican Indiana Governor Mike Pence and Democratic Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, squared off in the only vice presidential debate late Tuesday. It took place at Longwood University in Farmville, Virginia, a location significant to history, according to Kaine.
65 years ago, a young, courageous woman, Barbara Johns, led a walkout of her high school, Moton High School. She made history by protesting school segregation. She believed our nation was stronger together, and that walkout led to the Brown versus Board of Education decision that moved us down the path toward equality. I am so proud to be running with another strong, history-making woman, Hillary Clinton, to be president of the United States.
Pence said he was humbled by being selected as the running mate of Republican Donald Trump at a critical time in the nation's history.
For the last 7.5 years, we've seen America's place in the world weakened. We've seen an economy stifled by more taxes, more regulation, a war on coal, and a failing health care reform come to be known as Obamacare.
Both men faced off for 90 minutes, presenting their differing views on taxes, foreign policy, and the personalities and styles of their running mates. The election November 8th. A Malian soldier was killed, two others wounded after an ambush of an official convoy near Timbuktu, and a second UN peacekeeper died following a Monday attack that targeted a UN camp in the Kidal region in the north. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.